Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, May 7th, 2021. So did you do the crossword?
I did.
Uh-oh, you've got that tone of voice.
Yeah, I didn't get it done.
Where did you have problems?
I had problems in the upper left corner.
Upper left corner.
Once again, there were just too many words I didn't know.
Hmm.
So I didn't know where the home of many a tech startup, two down. I didn't know that was Palo Alto.
Okay.
I didn't know 23 across rhythmic.
Cadent.
Which was cadent.
Yes, that's an unusual word.
Uh-huh. And I don't know. I just couldn't seem to get that corner.
Mm-hmm.
So
had you heard of Palo Alto before?
I've heard of Palo Alto, but
okay.
I didn't know that was where most startups, tech startups came. I didn't know 14 across activist company known as Little Miss Flint was Mari.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Uh-huh. And for 23 down, Caleb represents him in East of Eden. I just got it in my head that he was Adam.
Oh.
And he actually represented Cain.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't help either.
Shoot.
So anyway, I thought it was a hard puzzle. The other parts of it I had a lot of trouble with too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't get that upper corner.
Hmm. Did you know one down?
I eventually got it. It took me a long time.
Hype up was amp?
Amp, yeah.
Okay, were you doing this in the morning or at night?
At night.
Hmm. Remember the tip from Tuesday?
Yeah. Well, I actually tried to finish it in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But that burst of knowledge just never came to me.
Well, so. I have found that sometimes if I filled things out at night and it's wrong, you sort of have a vested interest in it. And you
uh-huh.
want to believe that it's true.
Uh-huh.
So I knew Palo Alto, and that gave me that was a tremendous help, right? Because that that fills in. Because I knew AMP hype up. For me, AMP seemed right just right away. So I had a PL and I had an AP and.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just sort of I did have a few issues. I didn't know 19 across big name in kitchen appliances.
Oster. Oh, I knew that.
And so I had Osler, who is a famous physician.
Yes.
William Osler.
Uh-huh.
And also he made kitchen appliances. I don't know, that's probably lesser known, but no, that was Oster.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Oster?
Oster,
okay. And
rhymes with toaster.
That's true. 41 down. Common items at merchandise stands. The answer was shirts.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking skirts. I was thinking the things you would put around a table.
Oh.
If you were like selling stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what exactly is a merchandise stand?
Just like little stands that people put up on the side of the sidewalk there.
And they're selling shirts?
They sell t-shirts.
Oh, okay, okay.
A lot of them sell t-shirts.
Yeah, all right.
Like I Heart New York,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I Heart the New York Times.
Maybe.
I Heart the New York Times crossword podcast.
Maybe we should start a merchandise stand with that kind of shirt.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And we could also sell Oreos.
In the downtown Mena.
We could sell épées. They'd have to be like Nerf épées.
Uh-huh.
So they'd have to be relatively
just crossword
related paraphernalia.
Souvenirs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fake signatures from Will Shorts. Those would be a big seller.
I'm sure.
Just kidding, Will. We promise not to fake your signature.
Uh-huh.
40. I think for me the most interesting was 44. 51 down, because for 50 across, which was liquor brand that inspired the name of a Grammy-winning rapper, originally I had Bacardi.
Me too.
Because 51 down,
was
some deer
does.
Was doe. It's doe, a deer.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out the answer is roe, as in row arrear. It's Rose, R-O-E-S.
Uh-huh.
And I was, because I looked at Bacardi and I thought, I don't think that's, that there's an R in there. And mm-hmm. there is. It's, so there are Rose, and apparently there are does, and there are Rose.
What are Rose?
Some deer, according to the New York Times crossword.
What kind of deer are a roe deer?
Maybe roe deer participate in rodeos. I'm not sure. That's all that I know about it. But let's see. I'll just cheat here for a moment. Is a species of deer. The male of the species is sometimes referred to as a roebuck. Ooh, I wonder if the female deer is referred to as a Sears.
That's what I was thinking.
The roe is a small deer, reddish and gray-brown, and well-adapted to cold climates.
That's pretty far out there.
Roe deer?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, when you're trying to make a crossword and you have to get every letter... To be fair, they probably thought that most people would know Bacardi. That seems like a very common liquor brand.
It's the name of a Grammy-winning rapper.
Yes, but it's also a liquor brand. So if you didn't know the Grammy-winning rapper, they were hoping you'd know the liquor brand.
I guess.
So, but yeah, I was surprised by Rose. Mm-hmm. 47 down. What a great clue and what a great answer. Roman god of beginnings and endings,
uh-huh.
Janus.
Yep.
I love that. Mm-hmm. But that's where the phrase Janus face comes from, right? They have two faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one looks like a beginning and one looks like an ending.
Well, one looks forward and one looks back.
Oh, okay. And I'm glad they didn't have, they didn't have Glazier's frame in this one. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I also was surprised to see cadent in there. I mean, it makes sense as rhythmic to go along with cadence, but...
There was one clue I didn't understand. 22 down. Parts of a restaurant's overhead was toques.
Oh, a toques. So... you should ask your daughter, because these are the things that the chefs wear, those hats.
Oh, those are called toques.
They're called toques.
Oh. Well, I thought it was interesting that it crossed with 27 across rotation calculation, torque.
Yes, torque and toques. That was pretty impressive.
Uh-huh.
This crossword was by Brooke Husick.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yes, good job of crossing torque and toques.
Mm-hmm. Did you know 41 across... best-selling video game that takes place in space? StarCraft?
I recognize the name. I'm embarrassed to say that I've sort of fallen behind in my video game playing. So no, I knew that it was a video game, but I never played it.
I
confess.
There was a lot in this puzzle I did not know.
But, you know, you think about it's like... The taking place in space, so it's got to have something that sounds like it, and
yeah,
then
I got it eventually.
Right, uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I didn't know Bacardi. I didn't know the 37 across city whose name means Spring Hill.
Tel Aviv. Yeah, that was interesting.
I didn't know 10 down Esoterica, inside baseball.
Okay, they've used that before. They had that was an answer not too long ago, I think.
Uh-huh.
It is sort of an interesting phrase. I liked 11 down, word that becomes its own synonym when red is inserted between its first two letters.
Yeah.
Cited and credited.
Yeah, that would be credited with red.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that was left over from yesterday where we had our right turns on red.
Maybe.
So, did you remember that 24 across constellation that Regulus is part of was Leo?
No.
No. How many three-letter constellations are there?
There's two.
What?
There's two.
What's the other one?
Era.
Era?
something, A-R-A or A-Y-A or something.
Definitely more obscure than...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay. And I did not understand 44 across. Let's say, reduce. What was that?
I don't know.
You know, because when it said, okay, so this is actually was.
Oh, let's, like in tennis, where you have a let, that means that you have to redo the serve.
Those kind of let. Yeah. Okay. Because I was thinking it's rents.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I was trying to get rents in there, and I was trying to convince myself that 32 down, voracious, was avin, and 33 down, youngun in Yucatan was nint.
Nope.
And it's like, I 32 down, voracious is obviously avid. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, it can't be rents. And in fact, the O of Yungan and Yucatan, Nino, that was my last letter. I had to go through it because I just didn't understand. I was thinking it was, I had Nina. That sounded right to me for 33 down.
Well, it'd be a little girl. A little boy would be Nino. Nino.
Whoa, okay, well, that's way beyond the Spanish that I know, which is est. Mm-hmm. So I had for 44 across, let's say, I had redas, R-E-D-A-S, and I thought, that can't be right. Mm-hmm. So I was able to sort of bash it out. Okay. So, yeah, I guess that's probably it for today then.
Uh-huh.
So, hopefully Saturday will be a little bit more merciful.
I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, I always look forward to it. And there's always tomorrow. There's always another crossword.
Yep, that's true.
So
that's true.
And we will be back here to report about it tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Bye-bye.